listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 10 and talk to you about somebody who had a good start but a bad finish. Let me begin now at 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 25 through 27, where we read this. Then Samuel explained to the people the behavior of royalty, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house, and Saul also went home to Gibeah. And valiant men went with him, whose hearts God had touched. But some rebels said, "How can this man save us?" So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. Now was the time. Israel was about to recognize their first human king. God had reigned over king over the 12 tribes up to this point, but because the people insisted, God relented and gave them the kind of king they wanted, a man named Saul. God warned them. Before they crowned Saul, Samuel explained to the people the behavior of royalty. The prophet Samuel taught them God's guidelines for rulers and for subjects, probably using Deuteronomy chapter 17. The people still agreed to receive a king, and they went home, every man to his house. Now that included the new king Saul. We read, Saul also went home to Gibeah. At the time, there was no palace or capital city, so Saul walked home with his future leaders, the valiant men who went with him. We notice something important. God called Saul to be king and to lead the nation, yet this was not something he could do himself. He needed brave men around him, men whose hearts God had touched. Every leader wants those kinds of people around them. Yet not everyone was so supportive of King Saul. There were some rebels, and so they despised him. But notice Saul's reaction to the rebels. It says, "But he held his peace." Saul reacted to their rejection wisely. He held his peace. An insecure or an unwise leader might feel the need to crush any opposition or to regard them as enemies. Saul did neither. He understood that it might take him some time to win over the doubters. F.B. Meyer says that a more literal translation of the original Hebrew here would be, "He was as though he had been deaf. He never heard their despising words, or he acted like he never heard them, and he chose not to hear or regard what they said." In all of this, King Saul started with great promise. He was chosen and anointed by God and filled with the Holy Spirit. Saul was supported by a great man of God and by almost all the nation. He was surrounded by valiant men, men whose hearts God had touched. In the beginning, Saul was wise enough to not regard every doubter or every critic as an enemy. Despite all of these significant advantages, Saul still ended badly. He had to choose to walk in the advantages that God gave him, and he had to decide not to go his own way. Saul chose poorly, and he finished his life and his reign as king as a ruined man. Saul's good start wasn't enough. He had to keep making the right choices to end well. So do we. Choose wisely today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.